Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where all the women earn 5 stars, all the men are top rated, and all the children help with shipping. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
Well, these are pretty good,
I have to admit.
I think you did a good job.
Betsy, Donna, me.
I love them. This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q. That one, by the way, was kind of like a takeoff on Prairie Home Companion.
Yes, it was.
All the men are strong, all the women are beautiful, and all the children are above average, every single one of them. This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Don't wait another second to call us because you don't have that many seconds left. 888-723-4630.
So Dorinda's on the phone with us. She's from Phoenix, Arizona, known as Squake09.
Hi, Dorinda.
On eBay with an S, Squake09.
I love that name, Dorinda.
Dorinda, I love it too. So Dorinda, so you say that the reason you're in business is because you love to shop. Tell us more.
I love to shop. And I'm one of those people that I find something unique and just sitting there, and I think somebody's got to have a use for this. Usually when that happens, I list it, and I can't find enough of them.
Do you? So it feels...
One of those treasure hunters.
There's a certain feeling that you get when you leave a store with a bag in your hand.
If you didn't pay for the items in the bag. There's a feeling you get. It's called dread and paranoia.
No, it feels so good to buy something. I love it, too.
You mean pay for the item.
Yeah, you have to pay for the item.
Not be a klepto.
Well, Dorinda, thank you for being so honest. And that's a good reason to enjoy your business.
Absolutely.
I mean, how many people have a business where they are allowed to go out and shop and go to estate sales and things? It is fun. So Dorinda.
Correct. And I'm recycling as well.
Okay.
Know, I'm not getting thrown out.
So, Dorinda, you need to listen to me carefully.
Okay. We're all ears.
You need to send email to contest@voicemarketing.com. You don't need to give your address this time because I send you this by email, this certificate. So all you have to do is say, I won the contest today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And I understand we now have your last name, which I'm not going to give out over the air, and we have your address, so we're cool. We have your last name, too, right? You gave it to Donna. Okay, terrific. Dorinda, thank you so much for taking part, and congrats on winning. We appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. And before we go back to the phones, Griff, now it's time for the mother of all retail moments.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
She's the most important woman in everyone's life. And with Mother's Day coming up on May 16th, buyers will be searching eBay for her perfect gift. So list mom-centric items now. That includes fragrances, jewelry, especially if it's personalized with her children's birthstones or her own initials. Kitchen gadgets are big with moms who like to cook. And of course, collectibles, such as a vintage vase for those flowers she'll receive. Use Promotions Manager to create a Mother's Day promotion. Then send a Mother's Day newsletter to your store subscribers. And don't forget to shop on eBay for your mom.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Thank you so much for that. Mother's Day, the mother of all retail moments.
Mm-hmm.
Being a mother, I, of course, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy, San Diego, California, known on eBay as Patty Sin. Hey, Cindy, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee. Hi, Griff.
Hi, Patty.
I wanted to kind of follow up on the links for the store page. I think we've all been concerned with the active content and the flash and all that.
Yeah.
And just learning about correcting the links that I use using eBay's HTML builder, where it easily makes a link, and I do it to my categories. In other words, if I list a Hummel, and I have other Hummels. Yeah, I know. I create a link saying, these are just for Griff to smash, and then it will take you to all my Hummels that you can smash.
Okay.
So anyway, is this something that is mandatory for these links to work?
Yeah, I think after the June the end of June when the policy goes into enforcement, what'll happen is the links that don't have the target equals quotation mark underscore blank quotation mark inside right. the anchor tag as yep. an attribute value, they just won't display. It's not going to block your listing, okay. but the links won't display.
Okay, so as I'm making new categories and making new links to my category pages, I'm adding these. I'm adding that target yeah. little statement.
Yeah.
And so I need to go back and in my saved categories that I already have saved, I have them saved in a file in a note on a notepad. And so, but the one thing I realized was that there's quotation mark and then a forward arrow. And after that one quotation mark, you have to put a space before the word target.
No.
So it's...
Yeah, you have to have a space. Sorry.
Quotation mark, space, target, equal sign, quotation mark, underscore, blank, close...
quotation.
Quotation mark. And then right. there's a forward slash. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not going to... I mean, it's going to take time. Now, Griff, do you think this is something that eBay may be correcting in the future?
No,
so that when you go to create a link?
I don't think so.
To your store page?
No, I don't think
so. Why? Since it's a eBay builder thing under Manage My Store.
You mean in the HTML builder?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe, but not in existing listings.
No.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Once we go to create... a new category with a new link, will that little phrase be in there to correct it?
I don't know.
In the future.
I assume it will be, but I can't, I'm not even that familiar with this tool, by the way, so I can't say.
I got it, actually, I wasn't, either I didn't pay attention to it or something, but it stood out in a meetup email that you sent to me as a meetup facilitator.
Yes.
And so I want to educate my meetup group about this.
Of course.
And so I want to make sure that I have it correct, you know.
Sure.
So, okay. So we're not sure if eBay will eventually change it or correct it.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we should go back and correct our links.
If you want them to display. I want to make this clear that the links will not, it's not going to break your listing. But it is important, if you want these bits to appear, that
link.
That you put right. in the blank tag.
Someone said it's so that it will open your store category in a new tab. But I tested it; it kind of already does that. But if I go to my store, click on a link, it will open the link. It will forward the link and open up in a new tab to my store category.
Right.
Where I can see all the Hummels that Griff wants to smash. Hey, do you like to smash... do you like to smash chalkhead faces? Those chalkhead masks?
Yeah, I would.
He hasn't before,
yeah.
But
yeah,
he's up for something new, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
I would love... There's nothing more fun than smashing tchotchkes for me. That's the name of my rock band, Smashing Tchotchkes.
really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel I'm doing the rest of you a big favor. You know why? Because every Hummel that I smash means that there's one less Hummel, and that increases the value of all the other crappy
right.
Hummels that are left around.
Yeah.
People actually, for those newbies who are listening, people used to actually bring Hummel figurines to Griff at events for him to smash.
Yeah, they did.
With
and
a
in fact, someone
a pink hammer.
A pink hammer, which I still have, and I use it to smash things.
Hey, and I would love to bring you some to the hotel that we're going to be at in Bakersfield. Which hotel is that?
Nice try.
Nice try. Very
darn.
Good, Cindy. Very
was
good.
That pretty good?
By the way,
it was excellent.
I had fun at your meetup.
Oh, you went
thank
to the meetup,
you.
Did you?
It was nice
fun.
Having you there.
It was fun.
You took some good pictures. Thank you. That was great.
Well, for once.
Yeah, that Will and Robin, they get around.
No, I took pictures. I hope I got everybody in them, so, and put them up on Facebook.
It was great. So. Thank you, Lee.
Cindy, thank you.
You
so much
right,
for your
I'll
call.
All right, I'll let you guys go.
Okay,
all
Sin.
Right.
Great show today.
Bye-bye. Oh, Euler Man, Birmingham, Alabama. People were wondering where you were on the chat board this morning.
Mm.
When you're not there, they miss you.
Oh, they do. Well, I miss them, and I miss you and Griff. I had to take Agnes to the doctor to get a checkup. We're doing all this stuff to get ready for the open.
Oh, so yes.
That we've got all that taken care of. The reason I call, mobile friendly. Now, for some reason, I've gotten senile and forgot to put it, the mobile friendly code in some of my listings. I used to have a link that would scan my listings and tell me which ones were not mobile friendly, but I've lost that link. And since eBay added that mobile friendly check, I wonder if it is going to also provide us a method to check our listings to see which ones are not mobile friendly.
Well, I don't know. But I know the tool you're looking for can be found at ebay.com/tools/sell/mobile-friendly-test.
Okay.
And I'll post a link to it in the chat board, too.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We have to go. This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Coming up, this week's closing segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. And check us out.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 407.
You have to love what you're doing when selling on eBay. Marcia Collier is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C and author of the eBay for Dummies and Social Media for Dummies series. She explains what drives sellers.
It's a passion. It's something you enjoy doing. What a thrill you get when you find something and you sell it for a nice, healthy profit on eBay. It's something that's a passion. You can do it with your family. It's not a grind. It's not a hustle. It can be your passion. And if you do it right, you'll understand how to do it and just have a great income for the rest of your life.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where returns are happily accepted. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
Ow! A little more up-tempo stuff here, right? There you have it.
Yeah,
Duke. New intro.
I like it.
Doesn't Today's take very... much to get us excited.
No, it just takes a beat. Give me a beat. Today's very last segment is brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. So I published the link to the, and so did Betsy, for the eBay, the mobile-friendly test for your listing.
Oh, good.
So it tells you what to do. It's pretty cool. You'll like it.
So before we go to the event calendar, one thing, want to give one more mention. Don't miss episode 6 of eBay's Open for Business podcast. It's titled Who You Are, Not What You Sell. And it drops today. To listen and subscribe via iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or RSS feed, go to ebay.com/openforbusiness.
That's it.
Okay, now we have what we call our event calendar.
We do.
It's on our archive site.
It is.
And if you go to ebayradio.com and over to the right, you click on past episodes, it will bring you to this site. Then you hover over seller resources and click on seller events.
So let's do, this is the 20th.
Uh-huh.
So let's do until the end of April.
Okay.
Let's just do that much.
Sounds good.
So, because I want to keep this segment a little shorter.
Okay.
April 20th, 2017, the Minnesota eBay Sellers Group meetup will happen. It's their first meetup. Welcome them. Hey, welcome. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The problem is that they don't know where it's going to be, so they haven't announced it yet, and they don't have a topic. But it's a good start.
Oh, we better take a look at this one.
Yeah.
April 23rd, Central Florida eBay Seller Group Meetup. It's happening. That's a Sunday, by the way, this coming Sunday.
Yeah.
1 to 3 p.m. at the Buenaventura Lakes Branch Library in Kissimmee, Florida. The topic, eBay selling and marketing, plus how to identify and value antiques and collectibles. Speakers, Will Seipel and Robin Levin from Worth Point.
And bring plenty of sunscreen. April 24th, 2017, the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen in the Villages, specifically the Belvedere Library in the Villages, Florida. That's Monday, April 24th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. The topic will be a lot of stuff with Will Seipel and Robin Levin of Worth Point.
Then on April 25th, the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup in Ocala, happening between 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesday from the Wyomena Baptist Church in Ocala, Florida. Topic, eBay selling, eBay marketing, and how to identify antiques and collectibles. Speakers will be Will Seipel and Robin Levin from Worth Point, and there will also be a representative from USPS there as well that evening.
Fantastic. Oh, the eBay Sellers Meetup Group will happen on the Bay Area. eBay Sellers Group Meetup here in the San Jose area will happen on Tuesday, April 25th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at eBay headquarters. The topic will be optimizing your eBay store, and the presenters will be Griff and hopefully someone from the eBay Stores team.
Then our last one, I believe. Oh, no, there are a few more. Okay. April 26th, the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup in Gainesville. Mm. And it's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the USPS Sorting Facility in Gainesville, Florida. Topic, eBay selling, email marketing, and how to identify antiques and collectibles. Will Seipel, Robin Levin be there or be square? Also, USPS person will be there.
So the same folks, or two of the same folks who managed or organized the Bay Area Seller Meetup Group have a new one in Central Valley, California. It's the Central Valley eBay Sellers Group Meetup. They've just started. Their next meeting will be Wednesday, April 26th at 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Panera Bread in Tracy, California. The topic is optimizing your eBay store for best results. Please buy lunch or a beverage.
And we'd like to welcome two new ones today, this one and the other one that we mentioned. Congrats.
We got some newbies.
April 27th, Jacksonville, eBay Sellers Group Meetup, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., USPS Sorting Facility in Gainesville. eBay Selling, Email Marketing, How to Identify Antiques and Collectibles, Will and Robin will be there, as well as a rep from USPS. Lastly,
the eBay Oklahoma Sellers Group Meetup, they're a new one too, is meeting on Saturday, April 29th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Interurban in Oklahoma City. The topic is every aspect of eBay selling at the group's first in-person meetup.
Yay!
So there you go.
Okay, well, Griff, we've had quite a day today. Lots of good content.
We've done so much.
Lots of good callers. We like that.
Yeah.
Gave away a couple of prizes. Maybe change some people's lives. Who knows? And I thought the one that we got when we asked the question, why are you selling? on eBay. I love to shop.
Yes.
I love that one. Never thought that that might be an answer, but it was cool.
Yeah. I love to shop. I do too. I shop. I have too many things. But you know, if your goal in life is to become a full-fledged official hoarder, then shopping is really important.
And you know, you can buy things in Las Vegas to sell on eBay too. You know that, right?
Oh.
Lots of goodies in Las Vegas for sale.
There are all these out-of-the-way little stores you can go to.
Exactly. Yeah. Souvenirs, all kinds of stuff, and you can sell them on eBay. And a lot of them have bins, these little souvenir places all over the strip. They have little 50-cent bins. I mean, you pick up stuff, sell it on eBay. I'm reminding you of that because eBay Open 2017 is happening in Las Vegas from July 27th through the 29th.
Through the 29th,
or is it
right.
the 25th through the 27th? I think
it's the
25th, 26th, 27th. That's what it is.
Yes,
25th.
It's actually the 25th, 26th, 27th, and then the 28th, because there's something on Friday morning.
Okay.
So that's important.
Yeah.
Hey, this segment was brought to you by Shipworks. We'll be live on Tuesday, April 25th, with eBay Radio at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Join us. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.